First, it was investment banks, then traditional banks, then insurance companies. More and more industries are turning to the federal government for help as the economy gets worse. And now the big three automakers are asking for taxpayer money to get them through the credit crisis. NPR's Frank Langford reports on corporate America's latest cry for help.
Michigan's congressional delegation wrote a letter to Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke last week. They asked the government to pump cash into Detroit's ailing car companies. The problem? General Motors and Chrysler can't sell enough vehicles and are burning through money. Analysts say the stakes are high.
Because when your cash runs out, you're dead.
That's David Cole. He runs the Center for Automotive Research, a think tank in Ann Arbor. Cole knows many blame auto executives for Detroit's problems, but he says the financial crisis has swamped genuine efforts to fix the business. And if the government doesn't help, Cole says, it will face even bigger troubles.
And they say, well, it's the fault of this industry. Now they should die. Well, guess what? If they die, they're going to take a lot of our economy down with it. And people better understand the consequences of this before they gloat over this kind of thing happening.
Cole says a collapse would not only put many car factory workers on the street, it would also hammer a network of auto part makers stretching all the way to Asia.
Well, this is a industry whose impact spreads far and wide. Literally, if one of the major players goes down, it could take out several million jobs, and you'd look at a cost that would be well beyond $100 billion.
How much time do GM and Chrysler have before they run out of money?
I would say months.
Cole says firms want the government to guarantee loans. Then they could use that money to manage a credit crisis that is taking a toll across the board.
Customers are having difficulty getting financing to buy. Dealers are having trouble financing the cars and the dealerships. And obviously, the manufacturers and suppliers are having a difficult time financing their business.
Once credit eases, Cole says he's confident car companies can rebound pretty quickly. But other longtime analysts like Marianne Keller disagree.
This is going to be a lot longer and uglier than any of us thought.
Indeed, the nation appears headed into a serious recession. Car sales are way down. And even if credit loosens, they're unlikely to bounce back soon.
Unwinding decade-long party that should never have happened is going to have serious repercussions as people pull back, you know, in their spending. And that's not going to be pleasant, easy, or quickly repaired.
Keller says the public won't like bailing out Detroit. After all, car company leaders pursued strategies that went sour. For instance, Detroit bet heavily on high-profit SUVs, only to see consumers turn away when the price of gas spiked.
No one in their right mind would say that they're deserving of loans or support. You can't. They have gotten to their current market shares because of 30 or 40 years of mismanagement.
But Keller also doubts a car company could survive bankruptcy.
If you knew that the company, that your choice of a new car was a company that was perfectly solvent, named, you know, Toyota, Honda, BMW, or General Motors, which was not, which would you buy?
Whether they get federal money or not, Chrysler and GM are already working on their own solution, a merger. Such a deal would give GM more cash and good brands, like Jeep and the Dodge minivans. But it would also involve tens of thousands more layoffs. And at the moment, that may be the best-case scenario for Detroit. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.